Okay. So I want to get to further on in the Haggadah, but before we do that, this is a Gevaldik report from the Goyin on the paragraph Amar Belazar Ben Azariah. Harayani kiven shivim shana shal ezeh zechizish termen chesin zeh balayla isa chudosh ben zayma shenem balam atiskis ben zayma ben zayma ben zayma ben zayma. So first of all, right then and there, the Goyin asks a kash on the Rambam. There's a famous Rambam. And when he says Arayni Kiven Shivim Shana, the Rambam says Pirush Zoratza Loimar Machmas Igias Atayra Hiskin Kiven Shivim Shana. Machmas the Amelus Batayra of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ended up looking as if he was 70 years old. So the problem is for the Goyin. The Gemara says not like the Rambam, because the Gemara says that his hair is turned white, and according to this, has nothing to do. It's a different Indian. So there's a famous bar. Sorry, got caught here. This is a bar from Shlomo Zalman. But you know the bar? Yeah. The bar from I heard from Shlomo Zalman that he said that the pshat is that, that that's when a person's on the Torah, really. They should really become always look like they're 70. They should always look shvach. No, Rav HaKadosh Baruch gives us a bazundra haftocha that, you know, the person's not going to get nizad, going to get damaged from the learning. Over here, Hashem took that away, and maybe they end up with white hairs. So, that's enough. Now, there's another verse from the Goyin here that there was a very cryptic statement from the Goyin. So it said there, it said one time the Goyin at the Leila Seder, he got to this idea that it says Acha Drosha ben Zoima Lamantis call Yimechayachas the Drosha Mechayacha Yamim Koimechalas and the Chacham say Yimechayachazoil Mazak Koimechalavi Lois Mashiach. So at that point the Goyin got up and said, La'asid Lavoi. All the animals, Kol Yisrapu, everyone's going to become fully healed. Everyone's going to become fully healed. Everything's going to become fully better. What's me anochosh? Benochosh ofar lachmoy. Because it says ki ofar ato vel ofar toshu. The Goyin, the Zokta Goyin, all punishments, all the ancient that got to everybody in the whole planet, will go away. But the einish that came to the nachash, he's going to have that einish forever. That nachash is going to lose his legs, and he's going to eat afar, and that's it. He's not even lost his love. So everybody's scratching their heads, like, what does that have to do with this piece in the Haggadah? And then the Goyin. And the Goyin says, what does it say in the Pasuk? What's the Einish to the Nachash? Va'afra talchal, kol yimei chayecha. Yimei chayecha, bo'elam hazeh, kol yimei chayecha, l'havi l'mois ha-Mashiach. So he said, from this Inyan of the paragraph of Elazar ben Azariah is a raya to the Medrash that the Nachash is going to eat afra even in Olam Haba. Just like we're going to be mazgir in l'mois ha-Mashiach in Olam Haba, or Yitzias Mitzrayim in Olam Haba. Because it says, so to the Nachash, that it says, off our turf, Kol Yimechayacha is going to do the Havi Yimechayacha Mashiach. Then when Mashiach comes, the Nachash will continue to eat off. Gevaldik Goyin. Okay? Goyin is a Goyin. Okay. Now, the next piece in the Goyin, a very fascinating shtickle, very big yisoy. So he says the following. This is Baruch HaMakayim Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. So I don't think I ever got shot in this. What do we say? What's this Baruch HaMakayim Baruch Hu? Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. What is this? So the Gro explains like this. He says, very big condition. This world, Olam Hazeh, was created twice. It was created once for the whole world, and then was created again for Klal Yisrael. Hashem created the world in Becholos uveprotos, Echad betchilas, Oilam hayim achudish beis pamim, Becholos uechad betchilas brias ha'olam, Nischadash ha'olam becholos, Ve'arakach, by Matan Torah, it was nischadash again for Klal Yisrael, special, by Matan Torah it was nischadash again. Maybe you could say that haschala that happened to Klal Yisrael, that Hashem created the world again with a new reality, maybe started off at Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it came to its climax at Matan Torah. So now maybe you could explain this bra with a piece from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, that he says that there was two stages in creation. The first way the world was created was a piteva. The teva would be shoilet in the world. The korach of the mazolos, astrology, and the world would be created in a certain way with control of teva. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world again with Klal Yisrael in mind that we're lamala min teva, ein mazal Yisrael. We are lamala from all of that. And that's a new creation of the world. The Rishak Isaac Chaver says, that's why one mandamer says the world was created in Tishrei, and one mandamer says the world was created in Nisan. And the answer is they're both right. That the world of Piteva was created in Tishrei, but the world for Klal Yisrael was created in Nisan. And that's Pshat in HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem that we read on Shabbos. That this is for you, the new month, because this is when Klal Yisrael's world was created. But anyway, then the Gra says, taking us to
Which Nisan.
Now, the Gra says it was Matan Torah. Okay. Now, every single creation has two parts to it. It has what was created, and then it has the machshava, which preceded that. Right? When you create a table, you create the table, but there's a reason why. So Zok de Gra, that's what we're saying here. Baruch HaMakim. Now he gets very Nefesh HaChaim there. If you all remember in Shar Gimel, Nefesh HaChaim, what's the idea of Makim? The idea of Makim is that Hashem created the world for there to be a place for people to be within Him. So He's the Makim of the world. So Baruch HaMakim, wow, Hashem, you created the world. Baruch Hu, and Baruch is your Machshava that brought to that creation of the world. Then it says, Baruch Shanasa and Torah L'Am Yisrael. Oh, but Baruch is that you created another world. Not just a makom for people to exist, but you created a world for Klal Yisrael within the Torah. And then you created the world, recreated the world with Torah. That's Baruch Shanasa and Torah L'Am Yisrael. And Baruch Hu, and blessed are you for thinking of doing that for us. That's how he explains it. That it's too shlavim in creating the world. And then he even says, so why are we talking about what happened and then the machshava? Normally you would think about saying the machshava first and then what happened, because that's really the order. Since by Kodesh Baruch, we don't think about the machshava of Hashem. The first thing is what happened. And then we say, thank you for the machshava as well. But the ikra is what happened. And what happened was Baruch Makom and Baruch Shanasam Torah L'Am Yisrael. Similarly, he says, another way to look at it is that the Baruch HaMakom is that Baruch is for creating a special Makom for your Shechina, which is the Makom Beis HaMikdash. So according to that pshat, the Gra has a way of saying is Baruch HaMakom, Baruch is the place that you put your Shechina, Baruch Hu, and blessed is the Shechina that's there. But according to that pshat, what's the next thing? Baruch Shanasan Torah L'Am Yisrael. What's the connection there? So listen to this. Says the Gra, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch, you are Baruch Hashem, you created a place for your Shechina. In the Beis HaMikdash, you made a Makom for the Shechina. Baruch HaMakom, you created a space for the Shechina to be in this world. Baruch Hu, and blessed is the Shechina that's there. Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Amo Yisrael, because in Torah is also a place where the Shechina can rest in this world. And the girl brings the famous Chazal that says that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Loila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ala Arba Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad, that after the creation of the, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the only place that the Shechina can be found is in a place of Torah. So that means, according to this, that what the Agada is saying here is that there's two steps in bringing the Shekhinah down into the world. Baruch HaMakim, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, Baruch Hu, and blessed is the Shekhinah. Then Baruch Shenasam Torah L'Am Yisrael. Then blessed is that that you are Hashem for giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and through the Torah you could bring the Shekhinah down to this world. Baruch Hu, and blessed is that Shekhinah which comes and presents itself to us. So that's the according to Gra, the two points. Now, by the way, the whole concept of Baruch HaMakom, you know, throughout the Haggadah, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch as Makom. A few times. Later on in Dayenu, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch as Makom. So I heard from Rav Matisyahu Salman that used to say that the Midah of Makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when we realize that the entire creation depends on him. And on the Leil HaSeder is when we realize that for once and for all, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in the Bria, everything that he controls, everything that we see is really an expression of the creation, is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And therefore, you refer to that name of Hashem as Baruch HaMakom, as that name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which indicates that midah, that Hashem is the Makom Shalom, and everything is His in the world. But according to the Gra, that's not the point here of Baruch HaMakom, and then Hashem created the world again through the Torah. Okay? All right, fascinating. Shkoyach, Rabbi Zai. Thank you. Good to see everyone. See you all tomorrow. Continue on.
So, brought down that the other two.